We're in Glasgow today attending a very exciting training session of the local Glasgow Goalball team. And joining me now is one of the founding members of Glasgow Goalball, Alan Lewis. Alan, it's so nice to meet you in person.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So I think we should start easy. We should start with Goalball. How do we play it? Because I don't think everyone has maybe heard of it, or not maybe had a chance to play it.
So Goalball is a Paralympic sport, and it's played at all sorts of different levels. But the basic idea behind it is that there's three people to a team, a left wing, a right wing and a centre, and you're defending a 9 metre court. So you're essentially using your body, your feet, basically whatever back part of your body you can get to it, to prevent the ball from going into the net behind you by diving along the floor to block the ball as it's been rolled towards you.
So you're a little bit like a human shield.
Pretty much, yeah. That's a good way of describing it, actually, yeah.
So for playing goalball, I mean, obviously sight loss is such a big range of vision loss with people. So how do you make it an even playing field?
When you're playing the actual games, everybody would be under a sleep shade, so that whatever level of sight you have is completely null and void. Everybody's at the same level when you're actually playing. And certainly if you were to play at tournament level for Great Britain or what have you, then yeah, absolutely no vision would be used there.
So that's definitely one way to get everyone on the same playing field.
Indeed.
So the way it looks, it's obviously it's black, it's a little eye band covers your eyes. And we had a bit of a chat pre-interview here with everyone around about how uncomfortable it gets to not touch it, because you're not allowed to touch it.
Absolutely, particularly if you're playing at any sort of speed, then obviously it becomes quite really warm, really hot, and yep, by the time you get to the end of the game, you're pretty much tearing it off, so you can actually breathe properly and kind of feel as though you can cool down slightly.
So what's the worst thing that can happen if you do touch it during a game, during a competition?
That would be a penalty, because essentially it could look as though you were interfering with the eye shade, so you could see underneath it or around
a wee
bit cheating potentially, yeah.
And your teammates don't like you very much if you get a penalty.
Doesn't go down well, no, because but to be fair, usually if that was to happen, it would probably be the person that incurred the penalty that would have to defend it a lot of the time. So you've only got yourself to blame, really.
So it's just you on this big, we're talking 9 metres,
yes,
against a ball.
Absolutely. So whoever he decided to throw it could throw it anywhere on the court, and it would be up to you to try to figure out where it was going, defend it and stop it from going into the goal.
So have you ever had a penalty?
I think I might have blocked it out if I had. I honestly can't remember, yeah.
So let's talk activity level. Can anyone try it? Like, if you're a beginner, you've not done any activity in a while, is this a sport for you to give a go to?
Absolutely. Anybody with any level. I mean, I'm not the fittest person in the world by any stretch of the imagination. So anybody can come along and absolutely give it a go, as long as you've got enough fitness to be able to get down on the ground. I think that's your starter for 10, really. As long as you're able to do that, then absolutely, I would encourage anybody to come along and give it a go.
Oh, fantastic. Now, let's talk a little bit about Glasgow Goalball team, because you're one of the founding members. What made you join up, and what made you start it?
I used to have a friend, he was from Canada, and goalball was quite big over there. You know, it's one of their main Paralympic sports. So he was quite keen to get a team off the ground when he moved over here. So I essentially joined just to help him out and just to be involved in something a bit different and a bit new. And it's really gone from strength to strength, I would say, from about the past 8 years, maybe.
How many members do you have currently?
It can vary anywhere between, I think the maximum we have is about 9 at the moment, if everybody shows up. So we tend to get between about 5 and 9 players usually to each session.
But you only really need 3 players per team when you're competing.
Absolutely. You've got 3 to a team. So ideally, if you've got 9, you've got 2 teams, and then you've got a team that can, so you can,
rest.
The rest of the teams can take a break and have a bit of a rest, yeah, absolutely.
So when did the sessions take place, and where do they take place? Obviously we are here, so I know, but the listeners might want to know as well.
Absolutely. So sessions take place every 2 weeks. They're on Monday evenings, and they take place at Ross Hall Academy on in the south of Glasgow. For anybody that would struggle to find Ross Hall, then there's always people who meet up at Central Station and head along from there. You know, there's a train that stops right across the road from the venue. So there's a couple of ways people can either make their way to Ross Hall Academy. You can Google that and it'll give you the address. Or people can also meet up at Central to... But anybody that contacts us, we can provide more information about that anyway.
Okay, so what's that contact details? How can we get in touch?
So there's a couple of options here, really. People can search for Glasgow Go Ball on Facebook, and then they can make contact through the Facebook page. Or as well, people can feel free to contact myself if that's more convenient. And I'll provide my email address for that. So it's alanlewis3013@gmail.com.
Fantastic, Alan. Well, it's been really lovely meeting you here, and I'm not going to keep you much longer because you do need to warm up before
Absolutely.
The game.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we don't want you to accidentally pull a muscle.
That's the thing. I think if the amount of effort that usually goes into the game, a warm-up's always important, yep. Avoid any damage.
Well, there we go. It's been lovely speaking with you.
Very nice. Thanks a lot for your time. Thank you.